With time running out in the race for governor ahead of Tuesday's primary election, a new WBUR poll out this morning shows Attorney General Martha Coakley with a comfortable lead in the primary against the two other Democratic candidates. Coakley also holds a slimmer lead over the Republican frontrunner Charlie Baker. The tracking poll is part of WBUR's new comprehensive poll vault election coverage effort, which you can find at our website, WBUR.org. WBUR's Asma Khalid runs down the numbers.
The WBUR survey shows Martha Coakley with a 24-point lead over her closest Democratic rival. The poll has Coakley at 47%, State Treasurer Steve Grossman at 23%, and former Obama health care administrator Don Berwick at 6%. Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, the organization that conducted the survey for WBUR, says Grossman has been inching along, gaining votes, but Coakley still has two key selling points: name recognition and gender.
More registered Democrats are women than men, and that shows up in terms of who votes in the party primaries also.
I'm a woman, and I think she does a great job.
Cheryl Cutler was one of those polled by WBUR. She's a homemaker from Springfield who says gender is part of her decision, and she'll be voting for Coakley on September 9th.
I just think she's for the people, and she's done a lot of good work already at being Attorney General.
The WBUR poll finds Republican Charlie Baker trouncing his primary opponent Mark Fisher by 52 points, 59-7. And in a hypothetical general election matchup, Coakley holds a 9-point edge over Baker, which is fairly consistent with what previous WBUR polls have shown. If Baker and Coakley face off in the general election, the Attorney General may benefit from the gender gap, but she'll still face hurdles.
I'll vote for Martha Coakley because I'm an absolutely dedicated Democrat.
Alice McDonald from Chestnut Hill says she would support Coakley in November out of party loyalty, but
I find her a very unattractive candidate. She's just unappealing to me.
What's unusual, says pollster Cazella, is that the WBUR poll finds Charlie Baker actually has a positive favorability rating among Democratic primary voters.
He's not seen as someone who's extremely partisan. Now, that is one thing which the Democrats almost certainly will focus on in the general election, you know, try to push him to the right in voters' minds.
The poll shows about a sixth of voters have never heard of the Republican frontrunner.
Charlie Baker has more room to grow. That's one of the challenges for Coakley, is to maintain the lead as people are reintroduced to him.
For Baker, his chief challenge is recruiting women and unenrolled voters. Along the way, he's trying to chip away at some traditional Democrats, too. Joe Siaris is from Auburn, and he's leaning toward Baker.
I'm a Democrat myself, but they seem to be so damn liberal today that and I think he'd be better off balancing the budget and better off with the finances than any of the Democrats.
That notion of managing state government effectively is by far the top priority for both Republicans and Democrats polled. The issue ranked higher than likability or political attitudes, which Steve Cazella says is indicative of the current climate.
People have seen a lot of problems in state government. You think of DCF, you think of the drug lab, you think of the health connector. There are a lot of these things, and they have garnered a lot of attention. And I'd say it's understandable that people want someone that they think can steer the ship a bit straighter.
But there's not that much time left to convince voters who's the better captain. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.